بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين لا يرجون لقاء نأتي بقرآن غير هذا أو بدله قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم.
Verse number 15. If the clear ayahs of the Qur'an are recited to them proving the oneness of Allah, those who deny the resurrection and who do not expect a reward or fear any consequences, tell Muhammad to bring a different Qur'an other than this Qur'an which attacks the worship of idols, or to change it, substituting some or all of it for what agrees with their desires. Allah told Muhammad to say to them that it is not up to him to change anything himself, and what is more, he would not be able to come with something else. Rather, it is Allah alone who changes what He wills of it, and the Messenger only follows what Allah reveals to him, fearing that if he went against Allah by doing as they asked him to, he would be punished for it on a mighty day, the Day of Judgment.
قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
Verse number 16. Say to them, O Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, if Allah had willed, I would not have recited the Qur'an to you, and it would not have to be conveyed to you. And if Allah had willed, you would not have come to know this Qur'an from my mouth. For I lived among you for a long time, for 40 years, not reading or writing, nor did I seek this type of knowledge or search for it. Can you not reason and realize that what I have brought you is from Allah, and not invented by myself?
فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ
Verse number 17. There is no greater wrongdoer than he who makes up a lie about Allah. So how could I make a change in this Qur'an, inventing a lie about it as you want me to? Those who overstep the limits of Allah by inventing lies about Him will not succeed.
وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِندَ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ
Verse number 18. The idolaters worship what they claim to be Allahs beside Allah, which cannot benefit or harm them, while Allah can benefit and harm as He wills. And they say that the things they worship will plead with Allah on their behalf, so that they will not be punished for their sins. Ask them, O Messenger, would you inform Allah, the knowing that He has a partner, when He does not know of a partner of Himself in the heavens or earth? Allah is divine and far above the falsehood and lies of the idolaters.
وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَاخْتَلَفُوا وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ يَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 19. People were just one believing, unified nation. Then they differed. Some of them still had faith, while others disbelieved. If it had not been for the decree of Allah, that He would not judge between them in what they differed about, then it would have been made clear which of them were guided and which of them were astray.
وَيَقُولُونَ لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ لِلَّهِ فَانْتَظِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُم مِّنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ.
Verse number 20. The idolaters ask why a sign is not sent to Muhammad from his Lord to prove the truth of what he says. Say to them, O Messenger, the sending down of signs is Allah's knowledge alone. So wait for the sign you ask for, as I am also waiting along with you for it. Beneficial points. 1. The Quran is the word of Allah, and no one can change or distort it because it is safeguarded. 2. The magnitude of making up lies about Allah or distorting His words, as the Jews did with the Torah, is clearly demonstrated. 3. Only Allah alone can benefit or harm people. 4. The falsehood of the idolaters saying that their Allahs would plead on their behalf with Allah is established. 5. Following desires and going against the sacred path of life are the reasons for people differing with one another.
وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً مِّن بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُمْ إِذَا لَهُمْ مَكْرٌ فِي آيَاتِنَا قُلِ اللَّهُ أَسْرَعُ مَكْرًا إِنَّ رُسُلَنَا يَكْتُبُونَ مَا تَمْكُرُونَ.
Verse number 21. If Allah makes the idolaters experience some mercy, such as rain and abundance after drought and suffering, they start to plot and scheme in rejection of Allah's signs. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, that Allah is quicker at plotting and in enticing and luring them, and quicker in dealing his punishment. The angels record what they plan in the way of scheming, and nothing escapes them. So how could it escape their Creator? Allah will repay them for their scheming.
هو الذي يسيركم في البر والبحر حتى إذا كنتم في الفلك وجرين بهم بريح طيبة وفرحوا بها جاءتها ريح عاصف وجاءهم الموج من كل مكان وظنوا أنهم أحيط بهم دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين لئن أنجيتنا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين.
Verse number 22. It is Allah who makes people travel on the land, on the foot or riding, and it is He who makes them travel in ships on the sea. They sail in them with a good wind, which the people in them are glad about. Then a gale wind comes to them, and the waves of the sea come to them from every side, until when they are certain they will be destroyed, they start to call upon Allah alone. not associating anything with him, saying, "If you save us from this deadly situation, we will be truly thankful for what you've blessed us with."
فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَنُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 23. But when he answers their prayer and saves them from their distress, they cause corruption in the earth, disbelieving and committing wrongdoing and sins. Wake up and realize, O people, the evil consequences of your sins and transgression only falls upon yourselves and does not hurt Allah in any way. They enjoy it in the life of this world which is passing, and then they return to Allah on the Day of Judgment, and He will inform them of the wrongdoing they used to do, and repay them for it.
إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون
Verse number 24. The example of the life of this world and the enjoyment in it and how quickly it comes to an end is that of the rain which is absorbed by the plants of the earth, from which people eat grains and fruits, and animals benefit from its vegetation. When the earth has taken on its bright color and looks beautiful because of the different plants growing on it, and the people think that they will be able to harvest and gather what has grown, Allah's command comes to destroy it, so as if it had been harvested and not been full of anything. This is how Allah makes clear the true reality of the worldly life and how He expounds upon His verses and signs, so you may think about them and take a powerful lesson.
والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم
Verse number 25 And Allah calls all people to His paradise which is the home of peace, where people will be safe from difficulties and worries, and safe from death, and Allah enables whom He wills of His servants to come to Islam, guiding and leading them to His home of peace. Beneficial points 1. Allah is quicker at scheming against those who scheme against His believing servants. 2. An evidence of the weak and shameful state of most people because of their sincerely praying to Allah alone in difficulty, yet forgetting Him in ease. 3. People's overstepping of Allah's limits returns upon themselves and does not harm anyone except themselves. 4. The reality of this world is made clear in how quickly it will come to an end and disappear and that there is no happiness in it that is not short-lived. 5. People should not be deceived by this world, and what they do should be for the afterlife. 6. Paradise will be the home of the believer, with its bliss and safety from hardship and worry.